So there are a number of differences between Windows CE and Windows XP Embedded. And XP Embedded
and XP Embedded is different from XP I'm running on my tablet, right?
It is different in a number of different ways. So first of all, Windows XP Embedded is just a componentized version of Windows XP for the desktop. So we ship around 10,000 individual components with Windows XP Embedded. Just over 8,000 of those are the device drivers. And the rest of the components are the operating system technologies of Windows XP Professional. So if I want to build an embedded system based on Windows XP Professional binaries, then XP Embedded is the right choice. The minimum realistic boot size for Windows XP Embedded is about 40 megabytes in size. And that will contain a shell and networking communications and so on. And I could have my custom shell on there for a retail point of sale system or whatever else.
Right.
But it's unmodified XP binaries, which means, first of all, I get full driver compatibility, I get full application compatibility, but it also means that I have a hit on the hardware that I must run on. So it must run on PC architecture hardware, x86 processor only, and the hardware requires certain components like PCI bus and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Whereas Windows CE is an operating system, the minimum build size is about 200 KB in size. And it scales upwards from there, depending on the components of the operating system that I choose. Windows CE also runs on multiple processor cores, not only x86, but also MIPS, ARM, and the SH family, SH3 and 4. So depending on the type of platform that I'm building, I can make a choice around either power management for a mobile device like a Pocket PC or a smartphone or other handheld mobile system, right the way down to a full mains-powered x86 device, which requires raw processing power but doesn't care about power management. Okay. Also, Windows CE is a hard real-time operating system, sub 5 microseconds interrupt service routine response time and sub 20 microseconds interrupt service thread device driver response times inside of the operating system.
Wow.
And that's obviously required by people like Kuka. In fact, if you just scan back to my desktop here for a second, there is a quite interesting video, which I think I've got on my desktop here, which is a video from Kuka about one of their robots running Windows CE for real-time control.
Right. That's not on the web yet, is it?
This video is on the web.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. This is the Kuka robot virtual roller coaster. So this is using Windows CE for real-time control of the robot.
Wow.
And it's got two people strapped into this thing, and you can see it's kind of throwing them around in the air. Now, Windows XP Embedded and Windows XP for the desktop is not a real-time operating system. But there are a number of third-party real-time extensions for Windows XP and Windows XP Embedded that would give you that real-time response to the operating system as well. So why do we have so many operating systems? Well, each operating system has got its own fit for the type of devices that you're going to be building. If you have a look at a device like the Exertris bike that we had in there, this obviously is using the full capabilities of DirectX on the desktop. Whereas some of the other smaller devices, like the portable media center, for something like a portable media center, if you're on a flight somewhere, you want good battery length. You also want to have good graphics capabilities, which is where Windows CE kind of fits in better for that handheld or mobile style device.
Right.